Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I am your host, Paige Estratori. This is our roundup of today's top Australian news stories on behalf of Financial Services Online. Kickstarting our news update today, there's an interesting strategic move from one of Australia's grocery giants, IGA. Given the rising grocery costs, especially in the lead up to the festive season, IGA has put forth a staggered shopping strategy. The idea is to spread the expenses for your Christmas dinner over a number of weeks. They suggest starting with non-perishables 6 weeks ahead, moving on to snacks, main dishes, frozen goods, with fresh items last. Joseph Romeo, chair of IGA's National Retailer Council, hopes this approach will help alleviate financial stress strategically. Next up, attention all retirees and those nearing retirement. The 2024 Retirement Income Report reveals that satisfaction levels with superannuation funds and retirement plans are lagging behind. Only a tad over half of the retirees feel content with their plans. The identified concerns are complex products, high fees, and inadequate guidance. What's more concerning is that we're seeing a drop in retirement confidence, with less than a third feeling prepared. However, with the right advice on retirement planning, this presents an opportunity for super funds to strengthen the bridge over the knowledge gap and possibly restore, if not boost, retiree satisfaction. On a different note, a fiat from the fintech world, MezFi, the Melbourne-based startup, has launched a blockchain-enhanced platform to democratize access to mezzanine finance investments. Here's the deal. You buy digital fund tokens, or DFTs, priced at $5,000 and get potential annual returns of 9-13%, post-management fee. What adds to its appeal are the blockchain-secured digital art that comes with these DFTs. MezFi is making bold strides in bridging traditional finance with the new world of Web3 through their Mint window. Finally, let's take a look at a case that should serve as a stern reminder about the importance of integrity in insurance claims. An individual recently made their way to lose the entire insurance compensation due to attempts to exaggerate and file fraudulent theft claims. Although the insurance company, QBE, initially offered $34,263, the claimant sought a steep $100,000, submitting falsified invoices. When the fraud was discovered, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority supported QBE's decision to deny the entire claim. A strong emphasis has been placed on the need for honesty when filing claims, making it cogent that any level of fraudulence is intolerable. And that sums up our daily wrap today. Thank you for joining the discussion here at Financial Services Online, your trustworthy source for all financial news. For further information, don't forget to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estratori, and until next time, stay informed and take care.